This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Russia on Monday evacuated civilians from parts of a second region next to Ukraine after Kyiv increased military activity near the border just days after its biggest incursion into sovereign Russian territory since the start of the 2022 war. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goleman has details.
Video released on Monday shows the governor of Russia's Belgorod region going door to door in villages, encouraging residents to evacuate in the face of new Ukrainian military operations. Belgorod is the second region next to Ukraine where Russia urged civilians to leave, and it comes almost a week after Ukraine launched a stunning cross-border incursion that caught Moscow by surprise. Ukrainian fighters shared videos of themselves in the Kursk region, removing a Russian flag from a building and hoisting their own blue and yellow banner.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goleman. Residents across India were struggling on Monday as heavy rains waterlogged households in cities and villages. Locals in northwestern India's Rajasthan were seen using boats in the Gangapur district to wade through heavily waterlogged streets. Many said they hadn't eaten for days, as they have received no support from the local administration.
In a joint statement released Monday, the countries endorsed the latest push by the United States.
Flooding in Japan as well after Typhoon Maria made landfall on Monday. The highest level, 5, emergency warning has been issued to thousands in northeastern Japan. A record 471 millimeters of rain has fallen in the last 48 hours. Mudslides and more likely flooding is likely. This is VOA News. A major forest fire was raging out of control on the northern fringes of the Greek capital Monday, triggering numerous evacuations of Athens suburbs and outlying areas, as strong swirling winds hampered the efforts of hundreds of firefighters and dozens of water-dropping planes. The leaders of France, Germany, and Britain have endorsed calls for a ceasefire in Gaza, the return of scores of hostages held by Hamas, and the unfettered delivery of humanitarian aid. We get more now from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
In a joint statement released Monday, the countries endorsed the latest push by the United States, Qatar, and Egypt to broker an agreement to end the 10-month-old Israel-Hamas war. The mediators have spent months trying to get the sides to agree to a three-phase plan in which Hamas would release the remaining hostages captured in its October 7th attack in exchange for Palestinians imprisoned by Israel, and Israel would withdraw from Gaza. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Tanzania's main opposition party said on Monday that senior leaders and hundreds of its supporters had been arrested. More now from Reuters correspondent David Doyle.
That includes Chadema chairman Freeman Mbowe. He was detained alongside youth wing leader John Pambalu at a regional airport on Monday, the party said on social media. Those arrests came hours after police banned a conference planned by the youth wing, saying the event was likely to breach the peace. Police said the party's youth leaders intended to influence young people to demonstrate in Mbeya, a city in Tanzania's southwest.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle, who says a party spokesperson, said more than 400 people had been arrested by police. And finally,
beautiful, heartwarming. It was so much so we're thinking of moving to France.
As the Olympics in Paris come to a close, people in attendance say they were moved by the closing ceremony.
It was so well put together, and it encompassed the spirit of the games, the athletes, and it was just my daughter and myself. We were in tears several times as we watched this show, and the climax with Tom Cruise was fantastic, and the handoff to L.A., which we are looking forward to being there.
The torch will be passed to Los Angeles for the 2028 Olympics, hence the Tom Cruise appearance. LA will become the third city ever to host the Games 3 times, having had the Games in 1932 and 1984. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.